He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother, this guy has some nerve and he's also rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she had been so galled and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat, then sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she gasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. I love that. I love that. If mine are here, she moaned with despair, then the others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief, the cookie thief. And all of us, in some ways, are cookie thieves. I certainly can admit to it. I have 8 beautiful children, our youngest little girl, 8 years old. One of the things that you do when you become enlightened and become a guru, like me, that'll be the day, is when we place something that is important to know where it is, we practice mindfulness so that we never misplace anything. So obviously, having reached this exalted level of awareness in my home with my 8 children, I never misplace anything. So I place my keys right here in a certain spot. But my little girl has this wonderful habit of taking my keys and hiding them on Daddy in the morning so that she can watch me flip out as I look for the keys. And I'll say, Sage, how many times has Daddy told you, don't hide my keys in the morning? Daddy, you told me not to do it. I don't hide your keys anymore. Come on, where'd you put my keys? The last time they were in your dollhouse, where did you put them? Daddy, you told me not to do it. And then, of course, my 12-year-old daughter, Serena, loves to just assume this stance. She's watching me raise my voice. She'll say, I wonder what all those people would think of Mr. Positive if they could see him right now. Huh? Get lots of reminders. So I give up. I say, look, when I come back out here, I want those keys here. And I go back and I get my clothes on and I reach in my back pocket. And there are my keys. Right where I had left them the night before, in my pocket. And there's a fine line, I think, between being a guru and being a jerk. All right? And I probably crossed that line more times than I should be admitting here on television. But this idea of being a cookie thief and creating a knowing is something. I did a benefit along with my wife a couple of years ago with a man on Maui, whose name is Michael Knopf, who had been injured in an accident. He's a quadriplegic or a paraplegic, and he's living in a wheelchair. And he went from, in one instant, he was a surfing guy and a young man in his early 30s, and he dove for a frisbee. And when he dove, the water, instead of going this way, receded, and he broke his neck. Had an accident similar to what Christopher Reeve has experienced. And it was a very traumatic thing. And they called us and asked if we'd come over along with my friend Jerry Jampolsky. And we went over and we did a benefit to raise money for him to fly off to the Miami Center for the Study of Spinal Cord Injuries. And we raised the money that night. And at that meeting, when it was over, there was a man who lived on another one of the islands who was known as a kahuna, a healer, an ancient healer from Polynesia. And he was introduced to me, and he said, that was a nice talk, and so on. And I said, how do you get to be a kahuna? You know, do you take kahuna 101? I mean, what courses do you take? How does this work out? And he said, no. He said, kahunas are raised to have no doubt. To have no doubt. To have a knowing. And he said, when a knowing confronts a belief in a disease process, the knowing will always triumph. It's the question is, how do I get to the knowing? How can I get to that place? I mean, in reading the parables in the New Testament, when Jesus would approach a leper, he wouldn't say, you know, we haven't been having a lot of success with leprosy here lately, you know? In fact, if you follow my instructions and do exactly what I tell you to do, you've got about a 30% chance of surviving over the next 5 years. And so, and you can hear all of the doubt that's in that. When you reach an exalted level of awareness, what happens is you have a knowing. And that knowing is something in which you say, you are healed, and healing takes place. Now, I'd also like you to remind you what it says, that even the least among you can do all that I have done, and even greater things. That it's within us. We have this capacity